Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 20, verse 4. And it says that a sluggard does not plow in season. So at harvest time he looks, but finds nothing. A sluggard does not plow in season, but at harvest time he looks, but finds nothing. And so what's interesting is we talked about in some time before on VFN Radio about a sluggard. A sluggard is a person who is habitually inactive or lazy. Now, what's interesting
about... You can't find that in America, right? You couldn't.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. Unfortunately, we can find a lot. But, you know, when you think about life, there are always seasons in life. And the wise man and the wise woman understands that, you know, there's a season. There are seasons for things. The sluggard doesn't even care. It's like the sluggard is such a sloth, and he refuses to understand that this is a season in his life. And there's some unique qualities that are just meditating on this. There's some unique qualities when you think about seasons. They have a start and they have an end, right?
Right.
Each season is unique from the other.
Right.
And each season has its own condition that requires us to take notice so that we can be effective in the season that we find ourselves in. There are expectations. And for the sluggard in this proverb, I mean, the expectation for him was to plow, to till the soil, to tear up the soil. And interesting enough, the word plow also means to invest. And we talked about the Third Great Awakening just yesterday and how the hard ground has to be cultivated. You have to till the ground in order for the gospel to be sown so that hearts can receive the gospel. But the sluggard, because of his laziness, doesn't even plow. He doesn't even plow. And he doesn't take the season serious. There's no discernment. There's no effort exerted in breaking up the ground. There's no investing. And what's even more delusional for this poor sluggard here, what's even more delusional is that at harvest time, in the next season, he actually looked. He looked and found nothing. I mean, duh.
What's he looking for?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like an entitlement mentality, isn't it?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you didn't sow, if you didn't till the ground, how in the world could you ever expect the harvest?
You know, quite often that we're not willing to let go of what is to have what will be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God takes away to establish.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
That something has to die before it can actually go. It's like, I got this and I want more, but I'm not going to have more until I'm willing to till this under.
Mm-hmm.
And let this present condition, this present season, be nourishment for the next season. That we just want to keep carrying them with us. And the reality is, we're limited. We're not willing to let go. It's trusting God or trusting yourself.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you can be a sluggard and you can be a sloth, and sit there, it's because you have an assumption that everybody's going to take care of everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know that
mm-hmm.
you don't have anything to do in this, and that God's not, you know, partnering with you. He's just going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen that way. It's just good, man. It's good.
Yeah, and in order for you to get what you need to get, you need to do what you need to do in the time that you have to do it. I mean, there was a season for him to plow, but once the season was over, you know what I'm saying? It was over. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that there's a time and there's a season for everything. And there's just no discernment. And even you may find yourself in different seasons in your own life. I mean, there's all sorts of seasons. You got economy, you have seasons in your work, in relationships, spiritually. I mean, we're living in prophetic season right now. But the question is, are you going to be like the sluggard and look for a harvest and expect the harvest where you have not sown, where you haven't invested, where you haven't put in the hard work in order to reap the due season? And I think about this, as we're coming to the end of the extra hour, I think about this in terms even of relationships. I mean, have you noticed that sometimes people have a shock when they have a huge expectation of being able to reap out of a relationship in which they've never sown?
Mm.
It's like, you know, we're going to have to invest. We're going to have to invest. because there's going to be in our relationships, we're going to have to take the time to work at them and invest in them and sow into them. Because let me tell you, what is coming? There's going to be a time that you're going to need to make a withdrawal. There's going to be a time where you're going to need to talk about and have people there for you. But how can you make a withdrawal from a relationship that you didn't sow into, that you didn't invest in?
You know, it makes me think about, you know, the prophetic word, the word of knowledge, that obedience primes the pump of desire. Mm. You know, a sluggard has no desire, mm-hmm. but he doesn't think or she doesn't think that the desire will come. But mm-hmm. it is your obedience. It's like priming the pump. You got to actually put water in a pump for it to pump water.
Mm-hmm.
You got to participate to be able to siphon gas. You actually have to get involved in the process. But once you get the flow going, obedience primes the pump of desire. Believe it or not, if you begin to draw near to God, he'll draw near to you.
Absolutely. We think about that, even your abiding time.
Exactly.
I mean, there is a season, there is a time to invest in your relationship with the Lord.
And now is that time more than ever.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Yes.
You know, if we want to reap the harvest of hearing God's voice, his presence, and being reassured of his love and his direction and his guidance for our lives, we got to be willing to invest time with him. I mean, the Lord, listen, he's relational. He is relational. So we don't want to be like the sluggard. We can gain wisdom from the Lord. We can borrow the experience and not buy the experience. But if we want to reap during harvest time, then there is a time that there's a season that we're going to have to be willing to do the hard work, willing to invest, willing to break up the ground so that we will have that harvest. The moment with the wisdom moment of today is found in Proverbs 20, verse 4. A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks, but finds nothing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.